The problem with fake news is that it really, really works. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. This year, fake news made a huge splash as companies and governments tried to figure out who should be in charge of spotting misinformation and getting rid of it, something they're still dealing with and will be well into 2019. MIT researcher Sinan Aral has found that the not true stuff, what he calls false news, is not only hard to stop, but that it's really effective. A recent study found that false news travels way more efficiently and much farther than the truth. In an article published this year in the Harvard Business Review, Aral says that misinformation can have some very real costs.
There's a story from Barack Obama's presidency where a false tweet that indicated that he was injured in an explosion wiped out $130 billion of equity value in a single day. These types of stories can have consequential impacts on our democracy, on businesses, on our national security. And so it's a problem we really need to concentrate on.
So what can be done? One of the things you talk about is changing the incentives for companies, either disincentivizing them to spread misinformation or incentivizing them to fight it. What are they doing and what could they be doing?
Yeah, so when it comes to changing the incentives, we know now that a lot of the false news that spreads is not spread for political reasons, but is spread for economic reasons. The social media advertising ecosystem monetizes attention or eyeballs to content. And if false news spreads farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than the truth, then it incentivizes producers of false news to produce more false news in order to earn more advertising revenue. If platforms like Facebook are to be responsible for the spread of known falsities, then they could use policies, technologies, algorithms to reduce or dampen the spread of this type of news, which may reduce the incentive to create it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about consumer behavior, because changing consumer behavior seems like the most uphill battle of all. Like, will this ultimately fall on companies and or regulators?
So it's interesting you talk about consumer behavior, because as we were doing this study, there was a lot of congressional testimony talking about the role of bots or software programs in spreading false news. And what we found was that, in fact, bots spread false and true news at approximately the same rate. So bots could not explain why false news traveled so much farther, faster, deeper, and broadly than the truth over the 10 years of data that we studied on Twitter. What that means is human decision-making is contributing significantly to the spread of false news. So understanding how to think about consumer behavior is a really important part of dealing with the false news epidemic.
Sinan Aral is a researcher at MIT and head of that school's initiative on the digital economy. His paper argues that algorithms will play a huge role in spotting false information online. But 2019 could see a new era of fake news. Forget false articles. We may start seeing lots of fake videos, too. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. December 31st is coming up fast, and that means time is running out to support Marketplace and make your gift go twice as far. Donate today at marketplace.org to invest in news you value and trust, and your contribution in any amount will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Thanks for believing in what we do.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.